Okay, let's unpack this. If you are currently navigating the stress of outstanding financial obligations, just imagine for a second. Imagine discovering a specific legal mechanism that could potentially wipe certain debts. Well, right off your books, entirely. We're talking about a concept that's pretty unique to South African financial law. It's called prescribed debt.
That's right. And for anyone feeling that pressure from old accounts, understand that this isn't just a legal fact. It's a huge shortcut to finding, real financial relief and clarity.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward then.
It is. We want to empower you by diving into how a financial obligation can legally expire and what you really need to know about the crucial timeframes, especially as we look toward 2026 and start reviewing debts from the past few years.
So let's start at the absolute foundation. What exactly is prescribed debt? I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true, like a magic bullet for old bills.
It does, but it's grounded entirely in legal certainty, not magic. Prescribed debt occurs when a financial obligation is rendered legally, unenforceable.
Unenforceable, okay.
And that happens because a specific set amount of time has passed without the creditor taking the necessary legal steps to recover it. So it means the debt hasn't been, extinguished, but the mechanism to force you to pay, that has expired.
That distinction, unenforceable versus extinguished, that feels subtle, but huge.
It's critical.
So unenforceable means they can't sue me for it, but the debt still technically exists in some database somewhere.
Precisely. If a debt is truly prescribed, the creditor loses their right of action. They cannot pursue legal action, they can't obtain a judgment, and crucially, they can't even attempt to collect it lawfully.
And this is all official.
Oh, yes. The concept is enshrined in South African law, specifically the Prescription Act. That's the governing framework for all these time limitations.
So the Prescription Act sounds like a consumer protection measure, really.
It is at its core.
What's the fundamental legal philosophy behind it? Why would the law allow a debt to just expire?
It's a mechanism built on the legal principle of providing certainty and finality. Look, we can't have debts hanging over people's heads forever. The law basically demands that creditors must be diligent. They have to actively pursue their claims within a reasonable time frame. If they don't, then the debtor gets the right to a clean slate, or at least a legally protected defense against that old liability.
Okay, let's get to the brass tacks, the timelines. This has to be the crucial nugget of knowledge because the period varies depending on the type of debt. What's the standard clock for the majority of people listening?
Right. The really crucial timeline for the vast majority of everyday consumer accounts, what we call unsecured debts, is a period of 3 years.
3 years. And can you give us a few specific examples what falls under that rule?
Yeah, we're talking about the common stuff, your credit card debt, personal loans from a bank, retail store accounts,
Gym membership.
gym memberships, most utility bills.
Yeah.
These are the quick turn debts that fall into that 3 year window. This is the timeline you have to commit to memory.
So if I stopped paying a store account in, say, January 2021, and the creditor did absolutely nothing, no summons, no contact, by January 2024, that debt is arguably prescribed.
That is the core logic.
Exactly.
If those 3 years lapse without any interruption, the creditor can no longer legally enforce the debt. And the so what here is immense. This knowledge empowers you to refuse payment on those unenforceable debts, which lets you focus your limited financial resources on obligations that still require your immediate attention. It's just effective financial management.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though, because not all debts are created equal under the law, right? We've established 3 years as the standard, but there's a massive exception, the long-term liability that so many South Africans hold.
Indeed. While consumer debts prescribe pretty quickly, the Prescription Act recognizes certain formal long-term liabilities as fundamentally different. The major exception is debt secured by immovable property.
So a mortgage bond.
A mortgage bond. These are considered far more serious liabilities, and those prescribe only after a significantly longer period, 30 years.
30 years. That is a monumental difference from three. Does that 30-year rule also apply to things like, say, tax debt or judgments you get in court?
Yes. 30 years is also the period for any debt that's been secured by a judgment or debt owed to the state, like tax obligations or municipal rates. This disparity really underscores the legal severity placed on those particular financial instruments versus, a standard personal loan.
So, if the law offers this consumer protection, this 3-year countdown, how do creditors fight back? What are the mechanisms they use to stop and restart that crucial clock to stop the debt from prescribing?
This is where diligence from the consumer is just paramount. The law is very clear on this mechanism of interruption. For the prescription period to run successfully, there must be complete inactivity from both sides regarding acknowledgement.
Who, both sides?
Right. There are three key factors that prevent or stop the period from running uninterrupted: payment, acknowledgement, and legal action.
So let's take the first one. Payment. That sounds obvious, but yeah. How little is enough to reset the clock?
Any form of payment on the debt, no matter how small.
Really?
Even if you pay R10 on R10,000 debt, the clock essentially restarts from that day.
Mm.
If you make a payment 4 years into what you thought was a prescribed period, you might accidentally revive the debt, making it enforceable again. That's why you have to be so cautious.
Wow. That's a harsh consequence for trying to be partially responsible. Okay, what about the second one? This is the one that I think catches people off guard. Written acknowledgement.
This is a massive trap. Written acknowledgement means the debtor, in writing, admits that the debt is still owed.
Yeah.
And this doesn't require a formal contract. It could be an email, a text message, even a quick reply to a collection letter that says, "Yes, I remember that bill from 2021, but I can't pay it right now."
Wait, hold on. So just the simple act of acknowledging the existence and validity of the debt, even in a private text message, that can reset the entire 3-year period.
Absolutely. The law interprets that as a tacit agreement that the obligation is still alive. This is why financial literacy professionals always advise extreme caution when responding to any letters or calls about old debts. If you confirm in writing that the debt is yours, the clock restarts on that date.
That leads perfectly to the final mechanism then, the formal legal move by the creditor.
That is the formal legal summons. If a creditor issues a formal legal summons, and I mean a document issued by the court, not just a scary letter or a phone call.
Right.
If they issue that before the 3-year period runs out, prescription is interrupted. The debt is then usually converted into a judgment debt, which, as we noted,
takes 30 years to prescribe.
Exactly.
So let's revisit the consumer protection element here. If I haven't paid, haven't written them an email or signed anything saying I owe this, and I haven't been successfully served a summons, that 3-year clock is just ticking away, offering a path to finality.
Precisely. This mechanism is critical. It forces the creditor to take timely legal action. If they fail to do that, the consumer benefits by gaining the legal right to argue that the debt is prescribed. It provides a definitive endpoint and protection against that perpetual, relentless pursuit over aged liabilities.
Okay, that brings us squarely to the practical side. If you're listening to this and you suspect you might have an old debt that qualifies, how do you verify your status? What are the actionable forensic steps to check?
Verification starts with your own records, of course. But the most powerful tool is your official credit report.
You have to review your credit report for any entries that still show these potential prescribed debts. And crucially, remember, you are entitled by law to a free annual report from the major credit bureaus in South Africa. So TransUnion, Experian, you should use that, right?
That's step one. Now, step two is critical and requires a bit of detective work. You must locate the date of the last payment or written acknowledgement. That specific date is your anchor point. You add 3 years to that date, and if no interrupting action occurred in that time, the debt is prescribed.
But what if you don't have perfect records? I mean, many listeners probably don't know the exact day they stopped paying a retail card from 4 years ago.
In that situation, you must contact the creditor or the debt collection agency that has contacted you. But you have to do it strategically. You ask them in writing to provide full documentation showing account activity details, specifically the dates of the last payment, last acknowledgement, or any formal legal action taken within the last 3 years. This shifts the burden of proof to them.
Okay, let's talk about the situation that generates the most anxiety. You believe the debt is prescribed, but suddenly a debt collector contacts you, demanding payment. They can be aggressive, often misleading. What's the immediate tactical action plan?
Right. You need to remain absolutely calm and collected, because you are protected. South African debt collection laws specifically prohibit collectors from attempting to collect prescribed debts. You can find detailed protections outlined by the National Consumer Tribunal.
Let's get into the dialogue. If they call, what is the exact script the listener should follow?
The first non-negotiable step: you do not acknowledge the debt. Not verbally, not in writing, under any circumstances. If they ask, "Are you aware of the XYZ debt from 2021? You have to avoid any phrasing like, "Yes, I recognize that bill," or "I remember having that account." You simply say, "I dispute the validity and enforceability of this debt."
And the moment you're sure it's prescribed, you have to push back formally, right? Not just hang up the phone.
Exactly. The most effective tactical move is to immediately send a written dispute to the collector. State clearly, I contend that this debt has prescribed under the Prescription Act of South Africa, as no payment or acknowledgement has been made, nor has a legal summons been served within the requisite 3-year period since the debt became due.
And since we're talking about protection against aggression, let's clarify the role of the NCR. If collectors are harassing the listener over a debt they know is prescribed, where does the power lie?
The power lies with the National Credit Regulator, the NCR.
Yeah.
Think of them as the industry watchdog. They enforce the National Credit Act. You have the right to dispute prescribed debt, and you are explicitly protected against harassment or deceptive practices from collectors. If a collector violates these rights by aggressively pursuing a prescribed debt, you should file a complaint directly with the NCR. Provide your documentation, proof of the written dispute you sent. This ensures your rights are defended.
That clarity on the NCR is vital. So we've covered defense. Let's pivot to offense moving forward and avoiding these issues in the first place. What are the practical steps for maintaining long-term financial health?
Well, managing debt really just requires a sustainable, clear strategy. It begins with assessment and radical clarity. You have to first assess and budget. Create a comprehensive budget that aligns perfectly with your net income and fixed expenses, and meticulously track discretionary spending. Knowledge really is power in budgeting.
Once you know where the money is going, the next step is prioritizing the actual liabilities.
Correct. Then comes prioritization. List all your debts, note the terms, interest rates, minimum.
But sometimes, despite the best intentions, the situation is already complicated. Maybe you have 5 different collection agencies calling and you can't piece together the last activity date for any of them. When should someone stop trying to manage their debt alone and actually seek professional support?
Seeking help early provides immense peace of mind and clarity. If you're struggling to understand the debt collection laws, if you're being threatened with legal action, or if you simply feel overwhelmed, debt counseling services can offer guidance. A debt counselor can help mediate with creditors and structure a repayment plan for your enforceable debts.
And if the core issue is purely a legal dispute, like definitively confirming prescription or defending against a summons, that needs specialized attention.
That requires specialized legal support. A lawyer can step in, review the documents, definitively determine if a debt is prescribed, and legally defend your rights. Resources like Legal Aid SA can provide consultation, but the key is to act quickly. Don't wait until a formal judgment is obtained against you, because that just drastically changes the whole timeline.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, let's synthesize the key takeaways one last time.
The core knowledge is this. The 3-year prescription rule applies to the majority of unsecured debt credit cards, personal loans, store accounts. Knowing this timeline and understanding the 3 mechanisms that interrupt it, payment, written acknowledgement, and a legal summons, is absolutely essential for managing your financial liabilities and securing a stable financial future.
This is all about empowerment through specialized information. We really encourage you to embrace informed strategies and take proactive steps today, whether that's finally reviewing your credit report for old entries or sending that crucial non-acknowledging written dispute. So what does this all mean? We've seen that the legal framework of prescribed debt is intentionally designed to protect consumers from the relentless, never-ending pursuit of aged liabilities. It creates a definitive sunset on these unsecured obligations.
But the question you should mull over, particularly in our modern financial world, is this. If the law mandates that a debt must expire after 3 years to offer the consumer a fresh start, how does that principle hold up when every single piece of data, your emails, your texts, your payment history, is stored permanently in the cloud? Where is the real erasure and the true clean slate in the digital age?
It's a tension worth considering. Until the next deep dive, stay informed and stay strategic.